holding the last Mishnah. Ben Bag Bag Oime. Hafeichba va feichba de kulaba. Uba texi. The siv. So the word texi, he has different gesoys and so on. The siv, the Rashi's gesoy is about the heavy. The siv of laba. It become old and disintegrating it. The minota tzuzua sheyuch minotay bimenu ben ho aymel from tzair agro. So first of all, I guess al sinyana diyemed this. We couldn't pick the better mission than this. But I remember Rav Hutner once. Side point, but it was very moving. It was the first shavuos he was in Eretz Yisrael that he praved. So afterwards, Darlam danced. Then. He, I don't know, he's walked out and one of his talmidim was dancing. Somebody, like a chav of his, he grabbed him and he said, Sivba ublaba. And he got very emotional. Bla means to disintegrate. That there's that when a person disintegrates, it also should be tyritic. In other words, falling apart is also a tyra how to fall apart. There's also a person who's tyritic falling apart. It was very, very powerful, very emotional. Okay, I'll come upon him. Let's go to what he says. What does it mean everything's in tyra? Sha'oma de kulaba. So this perspective, and by the way, this perspective is fundamentally the perspective of Mekubalim versus the perspective of the non-Mekubalim, like the Rambam. The difference between the Rambam sheet and even, let's say, Shlomo Zalman Hirsch's type of approach starts with the Metzias of the Brias first. So you have a Bria, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world of people and animals and trees and so on and so forth. And then a Kadosh Baruch Hu, looking at this world, so to speak, gave it a mahalach, how to bring out the best from the world, how to bring everything to great tachlis and so on. So the world starts off with a metzias, a physical metzias, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then tells us how to go from where we are to where would be the ideal that we can get to. The world of the Mekubalim goes the other direction. First, there is a certain Seder Mahalach, totally abstract, the Mahalach Sichli, that's the Ratzon Borei. In Bria Sa'olam, the first step is that Mahalach. He then allowed that mahalach to carry itself out and until, so it took on the shape and the form of the world. If I can give a simple mashal, sometimes a person has a house. A person has a house that's there and he's looking to make improvements. He needs another bedroom for the kids. He wants a guest room. He wants a place that's bigger for the living room. And he brings in an architect. And the architect says, well, looking around at what you have here, this is where you can put an extra bedroom in. This is where you can put another this. This is where you can put another that. So it starts with what's given. And I ask the architect to maximize whatever we have here. That is one mahalach. There's a second mahalach, where we asked an architect to create, we want to make the city, we want to mark the city's 100th anniversary with a yetzirah, with a creation. So he thinks about the essence of this city is this and this, and how do I express the Chmei Sefer New York. How do I express the hectic, nervous New York constant activity? And slowly he begins to get a sort of a tzura that comes out. I think that's where they got the idea for the subway stations. I think that was sort of the place where the hashra'ah that produced in New York City's unique subway stations with the broken windows and everything else. But I'll call upon him, that's a second mahalach. So the mahalach of the tivim, the people who treated Torah, well, we are what we are. Torah is given to us in a metzias. It is instructions of how to make the best of what we have. Kabbalah is the world started with the idea, and these are the pieces to express it with. So it's a very, very different mahalach. At the end of the day, both people agree what an Erlich Yid looks like, what a good person looks like. But the whole mahalach of things, and therefore he says, it has to be that way. The only way in which something has a metzias in the bria is if it's a toitzah of some nekuda in the pneumistic world. So just like in the muscle of the architect that's trying to create the frantic activity of New York, he starts with that musig, and everything that's in his yitzira reflects that. So he says, so the first thing that came about from the Rebbeinu Shalom is this Seder. Well, the fikna katzat Torah, she said, Adam reishis shenem Hashem kanai reishis darkei. This also hezber, you find when you look in Sfarim HaKadoshim, they talk about first HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chvayis Adam Kadmin, or Mokoponin Adam Kadmin, then this, then that, the other thing. What does it mean first and afterwards? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no time, there's no before, there's no after, there's nothing. The answer is, but me as a person who is within that constraint of time, when I look at the world and I want to understand a mahalach in this world, this is the mahalach. This was the sheirish. This was caused by this first sheirish, this was the second sheirish, and so on. And he says, "Lofig mikra toyer she said al mireishis shenem Hashem kalan mireishis darkei." Well, if he say that toyer sida Hashem isbarach said olam. So that's one Havana and one Tfis in the Indian. Kikach ro'uy sha'odam u'yisa b'mayel kol ha'olam ki b'shvil ha'odam nivra ha'koil. Ulefikach ach ha'toyer sa'odam se'esho nimshach se'ra ha'olam. So understanding what the human being's Torah needs are will automatically reflect itself in the Bria. Ukshurim da koilum da katera, as I call you, it's minatera, she say to Adam. Nimtze ka koil hubatera. So he says it has to be that, everything is in Torah, because nothing came into being without the Torah. Lamashal, let's go back to our tsiurim. I have a house. And somebody it draws a drawing of the house, and it's outside and it's inside. He may have everything. He may miss some things. It's not guaranteed that the person has everything. The person could be missing some things. But let's say it's the other way around. Let's say I have drawings, and the crew that builds the house stood with the drawings, and their job was to lay down the bricks and the wires and the tubes exactly the way I had it on the drawings. So there's no hechatimtza that something is there that's not on the drawing. When the house comes first and my drawing of the house came second, then it's very talking that there'll be things there that are missed out on the drawing. But when the drawing is the mucker, just like there's no aver in our body that doesn't have a gene that it came from. If I know the genes of the mother, I'll know everything in the body of the child, because there's no hechatimtza. It the body came as a result of the genes. So he says, So he says over here, he's by warning an issue. It doesn't mean in the Mishnah that a person who's learning Torah is going to know physics or biology or anything else. So he probably won't, because it's very subtle. It's just like if a person were to look at the genes, there's no way he could know what the person will look like. It's in a different language, it's in a different state. It's really, really something that is not so easily translatable. But the point is, so what's the chashiva? So why mention it? So he says, soif hu mis'asik b'rashashmal ha'yoyna l'kula bay. If a person wants to be machshiv, what am I doing when I'm sitting and learning? I'm engaging in learning and understanding something that's mak of the entire bria. A person feels a chashivas when I say somebody's klein shteteldik. So what I'm saying is that his tchum of interest is a small little you know, pitchka-patchka of a small town. Nothing that, you know, it's Asik is a very, very tiny drop in the world. If a person is Asik in a big inyanim, in something that takes around an entire world, so a person feels a certain chashivas. So understanding that the chashivas is Torah is because I'm betzim studying the shevish of everything. And b'meil, a person would feel a different chashivas towards it. The chshivas of something lies in the maila of what it is I'm studying. Person will learn and he'll be the world's expert on wheat grinding. It's a miktzaya, and yes, you know, you have to know it, and everybody knows it. A person understands a small segment of very fundamental concepts of the stars and the heavens and so on. We understand it's much chashiva. Kilafi milas hanoisis ha'chachma ha'chashivas. So one of the things we value about how much chachma you have, we also value about what is the chachma about. Kumna sarechaim ein lois ha'chashiv. Ubaze atzme kashem maska b'toyer shtoyes odom im ha'soga k'tana. Kim the kula bayari anoisi choshev. So pshat is he was oisik in dvorim gedoyla. Kidas chachamein shem chachma emes ki ha'odam hu yesev yoisi b'mayla manashvayim kol tzvayim v'shirachim zekam ha'kaymas. Olafikach oma kayamabit b'teir rebor ha'olam loyma ki achas seyde teres odam nimshach seyde kol ha'olam olafikach oma afoich ba de kula bayari. So this is a chashivas which tells some of that chashivas. I want to add another point about what he's saying over here. The, you know, Bria Soilam came first. The Ovis and so on were Maminim based on Bria Soilam. It says, Yoyim HaShishi, you know, everything was totally Vayimid until that. And then came Matan Torah. But it's interesting, LaMarshall, it's the Mishnah says, and the Rambam explains it, Kiyadu and Pesham Shnayas, that all the mitzvahs we have, we keep, is all mikoyach, the fact that it was given in Sinai, and not because of anything happened before. So a lot of it has to do with the tzivui and so on. But the Chura, why not? I mean, we had already a tzivui, a knowledge, understanding. Why is it that it was pushed off? And I think the answer is, it's parallel exactly the way we look at sciences. the tfisa and the acquiring knowledge in science goes min haprat al haklal. We look around and we see different things move in different ways, and the chulu. And so I see what's in this world, and I sit down and I ask myself, so what's behind it? And then after thinking long and hard, I come up with the sheirish is a certain klal, a certain law, that this goes this way, this goes that way, and so on. So if I'm to ask myself which is first and which is second, the answer would be, in terms of my idea and my tfisa, my havana, it's milamata lamala. I start with the phenomena in this world and I trace it back to the other world. So the whole mahalach of Avis, which is called Derech Eretz Kadma L'Teira, is exactly the mahalach of Derech Eretz Kadma L'Teira. It's something which we start with mahalach ha'ilam, and we say, and we extrapolate backwards. So I can get to the emes, but that tfisa in emes is hefech the emes. It's milamata lamala. So by seeing what's lamata, I know what's lamala. The Zohar Kodesh says by Tkia Shefa, he speaks about the whole inyan of it and so on. Then he asks, and if you'll ask me, how do I know it from? He says, be mizbeinim in the malchus in this world, and from that you'll understand the malchus in the other world. So that was the mahalach in Bria Sa'olam, and that was the mahalach of Avis. The mahalach of Avis was they looked around the world, and they said, Klum yesh bira b'le b'aylim, and they extrapolated backwards. So either they understood from what they thought about what the emes is, or a kachrog was megale. The emes of Elyon to Tachten is the emes that was gala on our Sinai. Vayered Hashem lahar is the mahalach where we see it coming from Lamal Lamata, which is a much more emes mahalach. So we switch, it's not that what was given before Torah is not emes and after Torah. The Seder Advarim of how to be teifis it, until Matan Torah, it started with anything here and worked its way up there. From Matan Torah onwards, it's I deherit from the most abstract to the Lamaisa. The Rida Nahar was that type of mahalo. So it's a very different sense of it. It's different than Muzaylam. It's different than Avodah beforehand. And a lot of the differences. So when we do a mitzvah today, we're not doing it because in the world that we are, this is the best way to do a mitzvah. It's rather that this is the world we have today is the teitzah of this mitzvah. So he says, void pirish, hafeich ba v'hafeich ba de kula ba, v'kiv ne kula ba bevare timzach olyem v'yem chidush, v'akul ba, v'machash akul ba yevshib le chidush. V'om hafeich v'hafeich ba keifu loshin, ki rotz leima avagav shavach ba kvar motze chidush, hafeich oid v'timz oid chidush de kula ba. So, this is a very interesting point he's making over here. He says that since kula ba, so if you keep being hefich in it, you'll see chidushim. What does that mean exactly? What's a pshat that you'll constantly see chidush because kulaba? So I think it's not mayruch in it. I think the hesbis is as follows: when a person is, whenever I see a miktsas. Lamashal, the difference between Malachim and Kaviyach Dibayin Shalom is the difference between Miktsas and Kula. Miktsas is something that is Mugdar. It has a clear gedder, and therefore it's Mugbal. And I cannot say that there's going to be Balikvul and it's coming out of it. And that's the nature of something that's Balgvul. So everything in the Bria is a Baal Gvul, And b'meila, the idea that you could always bring out chiddush from it doesn't exist. Right? It's very nature. And it's interesting. The Gemara says that, you know, a bracha is only motzi by davar samim and ayin. So everybody should say a lot. Nakva scharcha. The word nakva means to specify, and it's miloshin klala. Ma'akav lekabakel. It's noikiv ishem Hashem. So anytime I make something a davar mesuyim, it's this. Then automatically there's no simen bracha in it. It is what it is. By definition, when I've defined something, I've limited it, and it only is what it is. So when I give somebody a list of pratim, then by that's all there is. When I tell somebody a klal, then there's always going to be room for a davar chadash, because the klal mitzad being a klal is not mugbal. So every klal in the world is mugbal because it's a certain klal. It's a klal in the Shabbat, it's a klal in the Yontif, it's a klal in this, that, or the other. But when I talk about the Ribbono Shelom, that the koilam yachad, the Ribbono Shelom is hakoil, so anytime I find something that has that mida of koil, then it's going to have that same property. So anytime I have something that is mukbal to one nekuda, or two nekudas, or how many nekudas, it's not going to give an infinite amount of chidushim. There may be something I didn't notice before, but it's pretty much cut and dry. When I have something like Torah, which is kulabei, then whenever, just like the Ribbono Shelom, there's always a makom for Francis chachur, because the klal remains the same, and I just have more and more pratim coming out of it. It's just like the mashal, if I give somebody a good klal for business, so whatever business comes along, and however it comes along, whatever, if this klal is koil everything, I can always go back to the klal and learn up from the klal. So here also, because it's kulabei, then therefore, anytime a person is going to touch into it, tap into it, the person is going to be able to find a chiddush. Because the difference between something, if Torah would just address a nekuda in the metzias, how the metzias should act well, that's a nekuda, and that's it. So it's limited by its nature, and b'meila there's no inyan of afaypa afaypa de kulaba. Since it's something that transcends it, and it's be'etzim the klal kula of the bria, then therefore it's always the same way that the Ribbono Shelom, it's like the deri avucha b'chol eis. It's always something that a person can gain from. Okay, I think we'll hold it here.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Can one be medayik from the fact that whenever the Maral gives one pirish and then an oid pirish, the first pirish is more ikar? This is interesting. He's giving two explanations as to why a person should be hafeichbo. And right. The first pirish is speaking mitzad maila satira. It's saying you should know the reason why it's kedai right. To be hafeichbo is because it's kailaba, so it's got a tremendous maila. You should be aware that from it, everything is mishtalshel.
Right.
So it's kind of encouraging us to learn mitzad the maila satira.
Right.
But the second shot is saying that you're going to constantly learn more ideas, you'll gain from. I mean, I would have thought that perhaps the second shot is more of a reason, more of a compelling reason why we should learn, because you'll always get chidush and you always get more. The first one is saying you should know it's an amazing thing. It's got a tremendous mila and everything comes from it. But why is that, as far as compelling me to learn, why is that more of a reason to compel me?
You know, I would say, Fakert, maybe it's the first shot, none of La Roya. The second one, you're Rosh Hashualim. The first pshat is that you're part of something very big, you might be a small student, but the Mikzaya is huge. The second is it always pays. You'll always do well by learning this because there'll always be a Shtikal Torah. So, you know, you could say one is the get of a son of a Rais, one's a Shalom. I don't know. You know, it's, the morale doesn't seem to say either way. The morale is saying another Mach. But I could deher in the very same way that, you know, one is mitzad chesubis and I say so. I want to learn, even though in Torah I'm only going to accomplish a little bit, but it's a davish ein laze my line manner. Okay.
Good job.